Today on More to Life, marriage maintenance. Is your relationship due for an upgrade? Got questions about making your marriage even better? We've got the grace-filled answers you're looking for. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, marriage maintenance. Is your relationship due for an upgrade? Do you have questions about making your marriage even better, more loving, more intimate, more prayerful,
more
joyful? Yeah. We've got the grace-filled answers you're looking for. Give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Now, just the title of this can make a lot of us groan. Marriage maintenance. I know that when the maintenance light goes on the dashboard of my car, I groan. The other day, the maintenance light went on our air system in the house, and I was like, oh. And I had to call the guy. It ended up I just needed to replace the batteries in the remote. And it was like, that's all that needed to be done. But the internal thing is, sometimes all you really need to do is replace the batteries. You know, get in touch with somebody who can give you a little boost in the right direction. Sometimes the maintenance is a little bit bigger, but usually because we're not doing the daily stuff. Or, you know, big things can come along. But when we do marriage maintenance, it pays off so big. So big. Because not only do you get a better marriage now, you know, and when you're spending your life with somebody, you want to feel close. You want to feel connected. You want to be able to trust them. You want to feel loved. You want to have that person as the person you enjoy being with the most. That all begins to happen when you do that maintenance. But guess what? It's also awesome for our spiritual lives, because we're not just called to suffer, drag our spouse along like they're our cross. We're supposed to grow. We're supposed to grow in vulnerability, in love, being able to experience it and give it. We're supposed to grow, yeah, a little bit in self-sacrifice. Marriage allows us to heal and grow and thrive when we do that maintenance. And if you're thinking, you don't know my marriage, you don't. That doesn't sound like my marriage. Nice words, but can't happen. We can help you make it happen. If you give us a call today on More to Life, the number is 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Call up and share. What questions do you have about taking your marriage to the next level? Maybe you'd like some help overcoming a disagreement you and your spouse keep bumping up against. Maybe you're wondering how to feel closer to each other every day, not just on date night. Maybe you'd like to start praying together more or getting more out of your couple prayer. Or perhaps you and your spouse are struggling to make an important decision and need some tips on discernment. Or maybe you're experiencing a more serious challenge in your relationship and you're looking for faithful solutions. Whatever the situation is, we want to help you have a more loving, intimate, prayerful, joyful marriage. The marriage God wants for you. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Or, if you're listening later on to the More to Life podcast, you can get your questions in via email. That address is questions@moretoliferadio.com. with the number 2. But if you are listening live, we love asking those follow-up questions to be able to respond to your particular concerns. So, the number again, 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. And if you're wondering, well, what is that exactly, and how could it possibly help me with my marriage? Well, you've come to the right place, because actually the Theology of the Body is really focused a lot on the Catholic vision of marriage and how we can celebrate that more fully.
You know, we have a tendency to think that working to have a great marriage is a nice idea, but a little self-indulgent. The world tells us that marriage is either automatically great or it isn't. And if it isn't always sunshine and lollipops, then we just need to settle and accept what is, or, God forbid, just get out. The Theology of the Body reminds us that marriage is a sacrament. That means that marriage is supposed to be an instrument of God's grace that helps both the husband and the wife become the whole, healed, godly, grace-filled people they were meant to be in this life, and help each other get to heaven in the next. Working to have a great marriage is not self-indulgent. It's the main ministry married people are called to do.
That's right. And when we engage in the ministry of marriage, that is, when we invite God to help us work on our relationship, we ask God to help us grow and stretch in ways that are sometimes challenging, but that ultimately lead to our happiness, fulfillment, and healing. You know, every day, husbands and wives are presented with a million little opportunities to love each other a little better, to be a little more generous, to show a little more self-control, to demonstrate a little more thoughtfulness, and show our spouse that we love them more than we love our own comfort zone. Every time we choose to do those things, we say, I do, both to the marriage and to the grace that God wants to give us to accomplish those things. On the other hand, every time we choose not to do those things, we say, I don't, both to the marriage and the work God wants to do in us. As Christian spouses, it's our job to say, I do, every day, as often as possible, to the work that God wants to do in our hearts. And you know what? That just happens to be the same work that our marriage needs to be great. And that's why I was saying that, you know, God wants you to have a more intimate and loving and joyful and prayerful and just better marriage overall, because doing that work helps us become the people God created us to be in this life and helps us to get to heaven in the next. So let's do some marriage maintenance today. What questions do you have about taking your marriage to the next level? Whatever those questions are about having a more loving, intimate, peaceful, prayerful, joyful, fun relationship, we are here for you at 877-573-7825.
You know, also as you're talking about this, Greg, where we're just talking about whether we say, I do, the way we did at the altar, or we're saying, I don't, with our daily actions. You know, as a Catholic people, as people who attend weddings and witness weddings, we are each called to support the married couple. If we get to a wedding and suddenly, you know, the priest asks those questions and one of those two people or both say, no, I don't, the whole church erupts, right? Everybody's shocked. Everybody's like, oh. When we have people in our lives that we love, that we see kind of falling to rack and ruin with the litany of I don'ts that they're doing, we are still called to help them have better marriages. We are still called to support them in striving to heal and do better and say more I do's than I don'ts. So whether you're going through this in your own life and want your marriage to be better in lots of ways or one way, or there are people in your life that you're saying, how do I support them? Because things are not looking real good, and I want to be that person who's there for them. Give us a call today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your questions. In the name of
the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we bring to you our marriages. And we ask you to help those relationships be a true icon of the relationship between you, the bride, you, the bridegroom, and the bride, the church. Help us to image that love, that sacrificial love, that joyful love, that fulfilling love that you have for your church. Take each and every one of our marriages and help us to have the joyful, faithful, prayerful, peaceful relationships that you call us to have. Break open our hearts, Lord, so that we can love our spouse the way you would have us love them, to help them feel loved and cherished and respected and cared for every day. Give us the grace to say, I do, in every little interaction we have, so that with every interaction, we grow closer to you and to each other. And let your love flow in our hearts and be witnesses to that love in the world. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled Marriage Maintenance, and we're talking about how to bring those upgrades to your relationship, whether the relationship is already good and you'd like to make it better, or you're struggling a little bit, you need some help to get back on track. Give us a call at 877-573-7825 and tell us, would you like some help overcoming a common disagreement between you and your spouse? Or maybe you're wondering how to feel closer to each other in your everyday life, not just on date night. Or how to start praying together more or get more out of your couple prayer. Maybe you and your spouse are struggling to make an important decision. You need some tips on discernment. Or you're experiencing a more serious challenge in your relationship and you're looking for faithful solutions. Whatever the challenge is, give us a call. Let us help you have the intimate, joyful, peaceful, fulfilling marriage that God wants for you. 877-573-7825.
Well, Greg, we have a question here from Joanna, who put in her question through questions at moretoliferadio.com. She's listening in Pennsylvania, and she says, my husband and I are completely exhausted and hardly get to see each other. We both work all day, and we have 15-year-old twins. One is involved with sports, the other in theater. So we divide and conquer. We each take one child and do all the driving and supporting for that day. We drag home at 10 or 11 o'clock and can barely keep our eyes open. They'll go to college in 3 years, and then we'll have time together. But this is so hard. Is there anything we can do? By the way, we live in a rural area and can't get neighbors or anybody to carpool and give us a break. Is there anything we can do, Joanna in Pennsylvania?
Thank you, Joanna, for the question. And you know, you're sharing a pretty common challenge that couples have.
More and more
being overscheduled.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the most important thing, I think, first of all, is to begin orienting your minds toward a closer relationship. And that begins with couple prayer. And I'd like, you know, because you're describing a dynamic, right, in the relationship that's going to be hard to change in the sense that you have a lot of things going on. And to get what you want, that closer relationship, you're going to have to make some bigger changes. That's going to take some time. But in order to start moving in that direction, the first thing that has to happen is a mindset shift. And so that comes from the couple prayer that you're going to be doing every day after this call, right? Where you're specifically going to start with your husband every day. And you're going to say, okay, Lord, you know, we want to have a closer marriage. We want to be able to have time to connect with each other, to be present to each other, to take care of each other, to not just feel like ships passing in the night. Show us how we can take advantage of little moments throughout the day to be more present to each other. I want you to pray this, right? So download the podcast later on today and keep listening to that prayer and then start praying it every day with your husband.
And let your husband listen to it with you too, because that's going to be really significant. Right now, I think that you're probably both, you know, shooting out of bed at whatever time you need to get out for your jobs and get the kids out of the house. And you're just going a million miles an hour and coming home exhausted. But if you back up your clock, your alarm, by 5 or 10 minutes before the first one of you has to have that alarm go off, Have it go off. Just lay in bed together in the morning and say this prayer, because that is going to, A, open you up to God's grace, B, get you on the same page together, looking for those little moments, figuring out those ways that you can make connection throughout the day, and give you a chance to really be on mission to improve your marriage, even in the chaos of double jobs and 15-year-old twins.
Now, for bonus points, all right, so I want you to start with that prayer, because, and I want you to do it every day, because, you know, where we put our energy in prayer, we start focusing more energy in you know, in our daily life too. So you're going to be thinking about, well, how can we do this every day, which is an important thing. But for bonus points after that prayer, I'd like you to ask the question of each other: what's one small thing, what's one tiny thing that each of us could do to try to help each other have an easier or more pleasant day? What's one small thing each of us could do to try to make each other's day easier or more pleasant? And you know, sometimes you're going to say, I don't know. And that's okay. But ask the question every day. Because more often than not, as time goes by, you're going to start thinking of things. You know, well, you know, I have this big meeting coming up, and it would really mean a lot to me if you just remember to pray for me. And then when that time comes, you text that prayer. It's like, Lord, mm-hmm. please bless my wife, and as she goes into that meeting today, and give her, you know, the courage that she needs for her presentation or whatever, right?
And you do the same thing for your husband.
And you check in afterward. Hey, how'd it go, right? And you're texting with each other throughout the day. Because we have a tendency to wake up in the morning, get shot out of the can, and we just kind of keep our eyes right in front of us and do the thing that life has put in front of us. And we forget that we need to stay connected to that spouse who loves us and is there to support us, that God placed in our life to give us that love and support. You know, but when you start thinking the way we're talking about, you start finding those little ways to stay in touch with each other throughout the day and attend to each other, even when you're not in the same place.
Now, a bigger picture of this is that once you start thinking this way and praying this consistently every day, I kid you not, you need to do this first thing as your eyes open, because it will begin to change everything for you. But once you're doing that, take some time on a Sunday afternoon or whenever the two of you can be in the same space for half an hour. Look at the schedules of everybody. I mean, it sounds like you're a pretty busy family. You might even have your whole schedule on a big whiteboard in your kitchen. But really look at that and say, okay, if we were in love teenagers, where would we try to, like, rendezvous in the midst of all this crazy? If there is a night when your kids are both on their high school campus, right? Well, can the two of you, you know, do the drop-offs you need to do at the appropriate times and sneak off for a coffee date together, or some kind of little date, or sit in your car together and catch up and talk, rather than the two of you, you know, being off and just dividing and conquering till 11 o'clock at night? Is there time when they're going to both be busy enough that you, the kids, that you can get some time carved in there for each other and put that on your schedule rather than we'll wait and see?
And I like the examples that you're giving, Lisa, because we have this sort of all or nothing kind of approach to date night.
We can either get all dressed up and go to a five-star restaurant or nothing.
And you know, I mean, if all you can manage to get is 5 minutes in the car, you know, to catch up with, that's still nice, you know.
Or even sitting in the car and talking to each other on the phone while the kids are in practice and rehearsal, whatever that is.
You know, so again, start praying about that every morning, like we suggested. I hope you'll listen to the, you know, to download the podcast later, share it with your husband. Ask that question: how can we find ways to be a little easier, make each other's day a little easier and more pleasant? And then be intentional about carving out some time every day. Just discuss, you know, when are we going to get even 5-10 minutes together? You know, and look for those ways to stay connected throughout the day via text and other ways. All right, well, we have more ideas, by the way, in our book, For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage. It's available at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold, but check it out. For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage. With that, we got to go to break. When we come back, we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825 on our show titled Marriage Maintenance, as we talk about taking your marriage to the next level. We'll also be joined by Rachel Popchak. She is a pastoral counselor at CatholicCounselors.com, where she directs the St. Sebastian Program for Performance Excellence, helping Catholic athletes, performers, executives, and other people in high-pressure positions be their best. She'll be sharing some insights on how to make your marriage better under pressure. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues in just a minute.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Ave Maria in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Maybe you've been hearing a lot about the need to make a spiritual communion while participating from home in a live-streamed or broadcast Mass. Maybe you've even prayed the prayer of spiritual communion. Spiritual communion is a concept that goes all the way back to the 4th century. It flourished in the Eastern Church and gradually moved west. Spiritual communion stresses the transcendence of God, where we unite our desires, intentions, and loves with the holy sacrifice of the Mass and the consecration of the Eucharist at the altar. Jesus, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you.
This October 8th, our sponsor, Spirit Juice Studios, presents the full story of a hero, narrated by Jonathan Rumi.
Father Flanagan lived his life by a simple principle, that we are all children of God, and it is our responsibility to care for one another.
Heart of a Servant, the Father Flanagan story, rated PG-13. Tickets and info at fatherflanaganfilm.com. That's fatherflanaganfilm.com. Exclusively in theaters nationwide, October 8th.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled Marriage Maintenance, as we talk about how to take your marriage to the next level. And we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Right now, we're joined by Rachel Popchak-Isaac. She is a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com, where she directs the St. Sebastian Program for Performance Excellence, helping Catholic athletes, performers, and executives, and other people in high-pressure positions be their best. Rachel, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you for having me.
And you're here to help couples be their best today. The question I wanted to ask you is, how can we as couples be confident in our ability to make the changes that we want to see in our marriage?
Well, often when we need or want something to change in a relationship, we fall into a cognitive distortion called filtering. Filtering occurs when we focus exclusively on the negative aspects of a situation while ignoring any of the positives. What filtering causes us to do is, A, get frustrated or angry every time we see a behavior or situation occur that remotely resembles the thing that I want to change. You know, we have that sort of, here we go again, right, kind of frustrated self-talk. And B, if and when we try to address the problem with our spouse, we address it from the negative, saying, you need to stop doing X, or you know, why can't you just do Z, right? And this approach only causes conflict and makes us feel powerless to actually solve the problem or make the change. So one of the ways we can successfully work towards the changes we desire is to break out of filtering. Practically, this means we need to instead make a conscious effort to be aware of the moments, behaviors, and situations that reflect or are closer to what we desire or need. And then we need to acknowledge those moments, both for ourselves and vocally to our partner. You know, for example, hey, I really appreciated when you did X thing. And then, and this is an important part, we need to talk with our spouse about the changes we want to see and make a plan to work towards that goal together, such as, I would really like for us to be more connected, or it's really important to me that we work more as a team. What are some action steps that we can take together to make this happen? Getting stuck in the filtering approach makes us just feel really defeated and powerless and causes a wedge between us and our spouse. But breaking out of the filtering and approaching our spouse from a more solution-focused place allows us to work with our situation rather than against it. This is really how we make real progress in any area of our lives.
And I want to build on what you're saying here, because I think that you're absolutely right. But, you know, a lot of times when people say that, you know, well, hey, I'd like to be more connected, or I'd like to get more time, what can we do? The answer we get is I don't know. And the reason for that is that we have another cognitive distortion, which is all-or-nothing thinking, which we were talking about a little bit earlier, where we feel like if we can't get all dressed up for date night, then we can't do anything. But you know, the question I think would be, you know, what's even one tiny step we could take to try to move, to nudge ourselves a little bit more toward that thing that we want to see in the relationship? And don't be afraid to think small, you know, because if you can identify even the smallest little change that you can make to get some part of what you're looking for, then you can build on that, as opposed to getting stuck in that kind of, well, we can't do the thing I really want to do, so I guess we can't do anything.
Absolutely. And I would even really encourage, like, what is the action, one action step we can take right now, right? Because that helps us break out of that all or nothing. No, we can't go and get all dressed up right this second to go on a date night. But, you know, we can sit next to each other instead of across the room, right? We can hold hands in this moment instead of, you know, facing away from each other, right? Like, you know, what is
we can text each other a cute flirty text, even though we've got five kids sitting at our feet, but they're not able to read it, so we can actually do that now.
No, really, all good points. Rachel, I want to thank you so much for being with us today. Always a pleasure to talk with you. And if folks would like to learn more about your good work, I encourage them to go to CatholicCounselors.com and learn more about the St. Sebastian Program for Performance Excellence, where you help Catholic athletes, performers, executives, and other people in high-pressure positions be their best. And we're helping you couples be your best right now on More to Life. The number is 877-573-7825. Give us a call with your marriage questions coming up right after the break.
Why is sacrifice an important part of worship? The Catholic Catechism tells us that it is right and good to offer sacrifice to God as a sign of adoration, gratitude, supplication, and communion. What is the sacrifice most pleasing to God? Psalm 51 says, "It is a broken spirit." What does that mean? Paragraph 2100 of the Catechism counsels, "Outward sacrifice, to be genuine, must be an expression of inward spiritual sacrifice." Old Covenant prophets denounced sacrifices that were not from the heart or not coupled with love of neighbor. The one perfect sacrifice was Jesus' agony and death on the cross. By uniting ourselves with the Lord's sacrifice, we can make our lives a sacrifice to God. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
We're all going to suffer. No one is getting out of this life unscathed. Even if you're an agnostic or an atheist, everyone is going to suffer. The rain falls on the just and the unjust, as our Lord tells us in the New Testament. So what do we do with it? Do we just say, oh, I'm so glad that's over, and don't learn anything from it? Or do we say, okay, God, this was not fun? Or as St. Teresa of Avila, the great doctor of the church and my patron, said, if this is the way you treat your friends, no wonder you have so few, right? Like, really, Lord? Seriously? And that's okay if you express yourself that way, obviously with respect and love, but St. Teresa of Avila did it, and so many saints expressed their frustrations that way. But at the end of the day, they still came back to God and said, okay, Lord, this really stinks, but I know somehow at the end, I'm going to come through it, and you're going to show me what you want me to do with it.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, on EWTN Radio.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Hey, men, did you know that you're called to lead couple prayer in your marriage? You might have the most amazing individual prayer life, but how is it possible to have a godly marriage if you and your wife don't submit yourselves to God in prayer on a daily basis? If you go off and pray by yourself and then tell your wife what you heard, how is that not setting yourself up as some kind of anointed oracle in your home? Yes, it's a good first step, but it's only the first step. Bring your bride to pray with you and ask God to teach you both how to love each other the way He wants you to love each other. Let her see you humbling yourself before God, and she'll give you her heart in ways you never dreamed possible. To learn more, check out my book, The Bedatitudes, 8 Ways to Be an Awesome Dad, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled Marriage Maintenance, as we talk about taking your relationship to the next level. Whether you have a good relationship and you just want to make it better, or you're struggling a little bit and need some faithful advice for how to respond to those challenges, we are here to help you build that more joyful, loving, intimate, prayerful, peaceful relationship that you're longing for and that God wants for you. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Call up and ask your questions about making marriage better.
Or if you have somebody in your life that you love and you're seeing that their marriage does seem to be stumbling a bit, or really it's in trouble and you don't know how to support them and help them. Remember, as Catholic people, we are called to help and support the sacrament of marriage. But how do you do it with finesse and grace? We're here to help you with any of that today on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. Well, Greg, we have a question that came in at questions@moretoliferadio.com from Mike, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Michigan on Ave Maria Radio. He said, I have not been unfaithful with anyone, but in the past I have had difficulties with porn and then lying to my wife about it. I did this for the first 5 years of our marriage. Obviously, I have destroyed my wife's trust in me. For the last 2 years, I have been trying to prove that I have changed and that we can work past this. My wife seems to go through very low times saying that she wants a divorce, and she gets very angry and spiteful with me. I have not made any excuses for my actions. I want to try to work through this with her and have suggested counseling, even if she was to go alone at first. But she does not want counseling and says that she is afraid of what else will be brought up. She seems to think now that everything in our marriage is alive. I guess I'm looking...
Is
a lie. I apologize. I guess I am just looking for advice at what I can do. And that's Mike in Michigan.
All right, Mike, thank you so much for your question. I'm glad to hear that you've repented of this. I want to make sure that you've been to confession for that.
Oh, very good.
Exactly,
point.
And making sure that you're getting the grace for that. I'm going to start with where I started with the last call, I don't know if you and your wife are praying together every day, but I think it's important to start there. And specifically, I want you praying from your hearts, and I want you, saying, Lord, please heal our marriage. I love you, and I love my wife, and I want to be able to show her that she can trust me, that she can rely on me, that she can trust that I will protect her heart, and that I will be faithful to only her. Help us to have the marriage that you want us to have, and help me be the husband that she needs me to be, so that I can show her your love and show her that she can trust me.
Now, Mike, I don't know if you're in a place where you and your wife are in the same house, sharing the same bed. It sounds like you are. But if she doesn't want to hold your hand and pray with you every morning, just pray it out loud so she can hear it. And if she refuses that, because it sounds like sometimes she's really stalling you out, write it out as a text and send it to her and say, this is what I'm praying for us. I need you to know that this is where I am coming from, so that she can see your words. But one way or another, you pray this out loud and you let her know that you're praying it, or you ask her to be praying with you every single day for the healing of your marriage.
The other thing that I would, and there are more practical things I want to share as well here, but the other thing I want to throw out here is that all of the sacraments are meant for healing, right? The sacraments were instituted by Christ to heal the damage that sin does to us and to our relationships. We have a tendency to think that just reconciliation is about ameliorating the effects of sin, but that's not true, right? So baptism, wipes away the stain of original sin. Communion heals the damage that sin has done to our ability to enjoy eternal life, right? And so on and so forth. The sacrament of marriage is intended to heal the damage that sin does to our ability to love each other the way God wants us to love each other. When we get married, we assume that we are struggling with sins against love, and that we need God's grace to heal that. The fact that you were engaged in pornography, that's not a good thing. That's obviously a sinful thing. That's just why I started by saying that you make sure you've been to confession for that. But it's the kind of thing that marriage was created to heal. And so I want you and your wife and all of our listeners to understand that when you experience these kinds of problems in marriage, no, they're not good to have, but they are the kinds of problems that God created the sacrament of marriage to help us heal.
It doesn't happen automatically, though, and I certainly want to specify that you are not saying that a person suffering with an addiction to pornography, if they get married, suddenly they sublimate all of that into a marriage. I want to be clear on that, because it's a very nuanced idea of marriage sacrament healing these things. It doesn't wave a magic wand.
No, but what I mean by that is that it presumes that the couple is willing to help each other through these kinds of challenges, as opposed to looking at each other and saying, well, you're broke, now I can't trust you anymore, or you're broken, go fix yourself, right? It's something that we as husband and wife face courageously and bravely together and work through with each other, all right? And so, which leads to my next point, which is that I want you to be willing to challenge your wife on this a little bit and say, listen, I am wrong, and I did wrong, right? I'm not making any excuses for that, but you need to give me the ability to show you that I am different, that I want to be different, that I want to, so what do you need from me, or what are you willing to do to work with me on this, to honor the sacrament of our marriage, to do this work that marriage was created to do, right? And again, it's not her fault, it's not her responsibility to fix you, that's not what I'm saying, but it is each of our responsibility to recognize that we are all broken, sinful people, and that God put us, especially as husband and wife, in each other's lives to help each other heal in whatever reasonable, graceful ways that we can. So what is she willing to do to help you with this? Okay. And I would like you to also initiate counseling, even though she doesn't want to go. If she doesn't join you, that's fine. Because in your message, you said that, you know, that she could go on her own if she didn't want to be a couple. I would like you to start going on your own. And work with us specifically with what we call a marriage-friendly counselor.
That's going to be so important.
Yeah, because most counselors will also see couples, but most couples aren't actually trained in marriage
counseling.
Most counselors are not trained in couples therapy. And it makes a big difference. You know, so a counselor who has not been trained or had supervision in marriage or family therapy has about a 20-30% success rate. Whereas therapists who have both training and supervision in marriage counseling, they have over a 90% success rate. So it's a big difference. Work with a marriage-friendly therapist who has training and supervision in marriage counseling. And work, even if your wife won't go, start individually and begin going. So I'd like you, again, to download the podcast for the show, to listen to the advice later on, because we've shared a lot of ideas, and especially that prayer that I suggested at the very beginning. I want you to be able to really wrap your head around that. But there is a way forward with this. You're going to have to be more direct than you have been. And I appreciate why you've not been direct, because you wanted to give your wife the space that she needs. But sometimes, especially if we're wounded in our own childhoods, you know, we look for reasons not to love the other person. We look for reasons not to be vulnerable, right?
Because we're terrified to.
And because loving somebody is scary, especially if we come from families of origin where we were hurt in some way. Right. And so when I see this dynamic in marriage, you know, where a spouse is unwilling to forgive or even give their spouse the chance to do better, what that often means is that I was hurt as a child, and I'm scared to love you in the first place. And now you've given me a reason not to. And she's going to have to face that, and she's not going to do it willingly. So you're going to have to push a little bit more. And the best way to push is by going to get help for yourself in this relationship and continuing to gently challenge her with the kinds of things that I've suggested, the prayer, the conversation, and with the counseling. So those three things will start working. If there's more that we can do to support you in this, I hope that you'll reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, where we can help you begin to find faithful ways to respond to these challenges.
And Mike, I really want to suggest that no matter what happens, you get into that counseling like today. Because if you really want to be successful at throwing off this sin that you've been living in, and really proving to your wife that you can have a successful, holy marriage with her, you need to develop some skills. Because very often this kind of behavior happens because the person involved in it doesn't really know how to handle their emotions and their feelings in a successful way. They've never been taught that. And so they just put the need to feel better into something like that. It could be any kind of addictive behavior that just takes us out of a place of sanctity. And by learning those skills, how do I deal with my feelings? How do I process things? How do I have a relationship that in which I feel safe to have feelings and discuss them and work through them? That is going to help you so much that hopefully your wife will also begin to see that you're doing that hard work, and she will feel safer entering into counseling with you.
Mike, thank you so much for the question. If there's more that we can do for you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on the show, or reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com for faithful support in responding to these challenges in your relationship. And we're taking your calls, listeners, right now at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled Marriage Maintenance, as we talk about how to take your relationship to the next level. Before we go out to break, I do want to send out congratulations to our great EWTN radio partner,
Our Lady of Mount Carmel Education and Evangelization Society in Pittsburgh, Kansas, is celebrating 10 years with EWTN.
Congratulations to Father Bob McElwee and his great team at KOOJ. From your friends here at EWTN. And of course, wherever you're listening to your local EWTN Catholic radio station, make sure you're supporting that station, both with your prayers and with your dollars. Let's keep EWTN radio going strong for decades to come so that we can keep supporting you in living a more faithful and abundant life. With that, as we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7.
Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way, and it is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
A little reminder of the reading that many of us had on our wedding day that continues to inform really every relationship, because this isn't just a marriage reading, really. This is the Christian vision of love. And husbands and wives are in a privileged position to witness to this vision of love in our lives. But it's meant to be an inspiration to the whole world on how we can love each other with Christ's love. With that, we're continuing to take your calls at 877-573-7825. Call up and share what questions you have about taking your marriage to the next level. Whether you're looking for help in overcoming a specific disagreement you're having with your spouse, or wondering how to feel closer to each other, how to begin praying together or get more out of your couple prayer time, make better decisions together, or solve those serious challenges that you're experiencing in your relationship. Let's talk it out together at 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up right after the break.
This October 8th, our sponsor, Spirit Juice Studios, presents The Full Story of a Hero, narrated by Jonathan Rumi.
Father Flanagan lived his life by a simple principle, that we are all children of God, and it is our responsibility to care for one another.
Heart of a Servant, The Father Flanagan Story, rated PG-13. Tickets and info at fatherflanaganfilm.com. That's fatherflanaganfilm.com. Exclusively in theaters nationwide, October 8th.
The following program is brought to you in part by MyCatholicWill.com. Surveys show that more than half of Americans do not have a will. At MyCatholicWill.com, it takes as little as 15 minutes to write your will and secure a legacy of faith. MyCatholicWill.com is the exclusive online destination for creating a Catholic will. The process of writing a will is simple, and now more accessible than ever. MyCatholicWill.com, a legacy of faith for those you love.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
Isn't it awesome that we today do not recognize his presence in the Eucharist? Is it because we really don't go to him in humbleness of heart and say, Lord, I don't believe, help my unbelief. Lord, I want to see you. I want to recognize you. I cannot live without you. Are we saying that?
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
When your children consider going to college, where are you going to find a place that will prepare them for the future and build on the foundation that you've laid? The answer? Ave Maria University. With an authentically Catholic curriculum, including 35 majors, AMU prepares students to take on the world.
My daughter told me she was published in a scientific journal as an undergrad. I'm so proud of her. The world needs Catholic physicists, and my daughter's going to be one of them.
Learn more at avemaria.edu. That's avemaria.edu.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Marriage Maintenance, as we talk about the challenges that we all face as married couples and how to address those faithfully and effectively. Give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Carol, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Iowa.
Carol, welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi. Well, my husband and I are having a major disagreement, and basically it stems around the fact that, we just celebrated our six-year anniversary, and for the first 5 years of our marriage, every year he tried to leave me. Sometimes it was packing up all of his stuff and physically leaving. Well, last year he went all the way. He filed for a divorce. He packed up his stuff, moved up to Michigan. And the divorce wasn't final. We were like a month away from having it final. And after me kind of begging and pleading to have him come back for a month, he came back into our marriage right before our fifth anniversary. And I said, you know, I want you back, but you need to go to counseling. You need to go to counseling about this. And he just kind of, oh, okay, yeah, okay. You know, just kind of.
Carol, let me stop you for just a second. I'm sorry, because I want to make sure I understand something. You said that, so you've been married 6 years. You said for the first 5 years he was constantly trying to leave you. So how would this come up? I'm like, was this from? Would this happen just when you guys were having an argument, and his response to that was just,
no,
I'm out of here,
no,
or what? Like,
no. The first time it happened, I was totally shocked. I came home from, we were working opposite hours. I worked graveyard shift. He worked. I remember coming home and I went upstairs to where he had all of his stuff, and I could see things were starting to get boxed up, and I thought he was just trying to organize stuff. And this went on for a couple of days. And then one night he started just taking boxes out the door. And this was, we'd only been married for 10 months. And I asked him, I was devastated. You can imagine. I was deeply in love. I didn't sense that there was, he got really quiet, but I knew he was depressed from leaving his family.
That's what I was about to ask, Carol. How much has depression played a part in his life?
Nobody's ever talked about depression. He's never been treated for it. Nobody's ever said he was depressed, but I could tell by a change in his behavior over those 10 months that something was wrong. And I would ask him, what's wrong? Oh, nothing. There's nothing wrong. And I'd say, well, are you sure? You know, well, is work going bad? You know, what's going on? He just always denied that there was ever a problem. He never talks about things anyway. With me,
yeah.
when there's a problem, I have to kind of try to figure it out on my own. But
so, how can we help you today? Because there's obviously a lot going on here.
Every time he did that, it caught me totally off guard. I didn't even see it coming. I mean, other than
so right now, you guys are separated, and you have some questions about some financial issues.
No, we're married. we're married. We're back together.
Okay.
We're married. We're back together. We've been back together since last September when he came back.
So how can I help you today, Carol?
Well, the big rub right now is that last year when he was doing all the divorce stuff, we transferred the deed to the house in my name. And now, 2 months ago, he says, we need to get that deed transferred back into my name, put my name back on it. And I said, well, we can do that, but you need to go to counseling. We need to go to counseling. He says, well, I'm not going to do that. I said, well, why don't you want to do it? Because it doesn't work. Because he tried counseling in his first marriage. And I said, well, okay, but this isn't your first marriage, and because of what's happened, we need to go to counseling. Well, I'm not going. I refuse to. I absolutely refuse to. We're not doing that. So I told him that it came up again yesterday. He keeps bringing it up, and he's very angry, and he's hard to live with. And I said, I'm not going to transfer, put that deed back into your name until I know that I can trust you, that you're all in. I need you to be all in this marriage because we're not going.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. No, no, you're 100% right. So your husband, I can't obviously diagnose anybody over the air with as little information as I have, but what he's showing is signs of what might be called an avoidant personality disorder. So an avoidant personality is somebody, and whether he has the disorder or not, he certainly has strong avoidant tendencies. An avoidant personality is somebody who doesn't talk about things, who just keeps everything inside, who really hates dealing with conflict, who hates confronting anything directly. They just feel like, you know, well, I got to either put up with it or handle it on my own, but I'm certainly not going to talk about it because talking about it is dangerous and scary.
And then they change the words dangerous and scary to ineffective, doesn't work, a waste of my time.
Yeah, all of that just means that he's afraid of conflict. He's afraid of dealing with problems directly. And you can't trust somebody who's like that because then all this stuff goes on inside their head that you never know about it, and they make decisions based on it. So you're absolutely right to kind of keep things where they are and say, you know, I'm willing to do this. This is what it would take.
And not only to protect yourself, but also to have that influence to be able to help him live as a holier, godlier man. You're not asked by God to just throw everything willy-nilly and just let him sort it out and you end up being the victim. So you're on the right track.
Because so you know, our job as husbands and wives is to work for our spouse's ultimate good. And, you know, and sometimes it requires using some leverage to do that, right? Because sometimes we love our own comfort zones more than we love our spouse. And when that happens, you know, when that tendency to love our comfort zones more than our spouse gets in the way of us being the whole healed, godly, grace-filled people that God is calling us to be, then our spouse needs to be willing to use some leverage to try to move us forward. Now, they can't make us do that. They can't force us to do anything we don't want to do. But they can say, look, I'm going to set this boundary. That if you want this thing from me, and I'm willing to give it to you, but this is what it would take to get that. This is the reasonable thing I'm requesting from you to get that thing you are asking for from me. We don't normally like to get into those kind of tit-for-tat arrangements. That's not a good thing. But if you've tried more charitable ways to work for your husband's good, and that's not working, and you have this leverage to use that says, you know, honey, we have to address this deeper problem in the relationship and this deeper problem in your character that prevents us from having a relationship where I can count on you and trust you. And so if this is something you want, I want to give that to you, but this is what it's going to take to get there. I would suggest, so by all means, continue holding that boundary because he seems to care about that even more than he cares about showing you that you can trust him. I would also recommend, though, what I was saying to Mike in our previous call, that you want to start that marriage counseling on your own. And work with a marriage-friendly counselor who can help you begin to either know how to build rapport and or set boundaries that need to be set in order to work toward the good of this relationship and challenge your husband to address this deeper wound that he's got. I do think that this is bigger than just a marriage problem. I think that he has at least avoidant tendencies, if not an actual avoidant personality disorder. But it's going to need to be addressed professionally, and the best way to begin that is by you getting some help so that you know how to work with that. And if you're looking for faithful ways to respond to these challenges, all of our counselors have been trained in this marriage-friendly approach, and we can help you find faithful ways to move forward in your relationship. Thank you so much for the call, Carol. We've added you and your husband to our More to Life prayer list. And if we can support you more, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. And that goes for you listeners as well. If you're looking for ways to really overcome the challenges that you're facing in your relationship and build that more joyful, peaceful, loving, intimate, faithful relationship, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We'll hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life in the light of God's grace. That's CatholicCounselors.com. Then get out there and celebrate the life God wants for you, because you know what? With His grace, there is so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.